Mr. President, yeah. Dr. Kissinger was in your office asking for Ambassador Bush.
Yeah.
I have him on the line.
Hello?
Henry.
George? Hello?
Good morning.
The President is on, too. George, you've had a rather lively time up there.
Well, it's been terribly busy, Mr. President.
Yeah, did I? You don't think your assignment's been too dull, huh?
No, it's been fantastic.
We all thought to hear, I mean, I was talking to Bill this morning and Henry just now, that you've done extremely well in presenting the case. And is there anything, anything coming up immediately that today, or is it going to be more of the same?
Well, I think it's more of the same. We're going to try to get another meeting of the council, Mr. President, to see if the U.S. position that you've, which is ceasefire and withdrawal, there's no excuse in the world for us not getting that through, but we hope to be able to get some progress on it, but so far we're up against the veto.
The veto because they insist on a political settlement at the same time.
Yes, sir, and what we're trying to do under the our policy, which you've spelled out so clearly, is put a tourniquet on and stop the fighting and end the war, and then
that's right.
Zombies.
That's right. Hit that very, very hard, because there is absolutely no excuse. You cannot have a political settlement. If they say that until you have a political settlement, you will have no ceasefire, you'll have war forever out there.
Well,
because the hatreds run so deep. We all know that.
Yes.
They've got to have a ceasefire and a withdrawal first, and then the political settlement can come.
Well, we will keep pushing for that, and your position has been made very, very clear, and there's been frustrating changes, people trying to interpret it incorrectly, but we'll keep plugging away.
Yeah, yeah. Henry, you want to say anything on this?
George, what's your view on the General Assembly?
Well, sir, what we've, I think, appropriately tried to do is to, one, get some reasonable resolutions that you've been so helpful with on this thing. Secondly, we've gotten two vetoes now, and if today fails, we'll need some consultations with the Secretary and you to see whether we can, should move to it. The U.S. resolution should get very, very broad support in the General Assembly. Very broad.
Well, I think it should go there. I mean, don't, let me say, just get your own mind thinking in those directions, because I want world public opinion to focus on this thing.
Yes, sir.
So don't horse around and have to wait to get this cleared and that cleared and the other thing. We're to go in that direction, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We'll work
fine,
on it.
Fine.
Okay, Mr.
Right.
And
all right.
George, one other point. The I noticed some of the newspapers say that we didn't say anything about political accommodation. I think we might explain that we did have a clause in there that speaks about the conditions for the return of the refugees.
In our resolution.
Exactly.
My statement on your instructions, President's instructions, made that very clear in our statement last night, that we have tried, that the President has tried, and that but now we want to get this tourniquet on.
Exactly.
Well, another thing that you have to have in mind is that now some all over the world will try to make this basically a political issue, and you've got to do what you can to, I mean, more important than anything else now is to get the facts out with regard to what we have done, that we have worked for a political settlement, what we have done for the refugees, and so forth and so on.
Well, yes, sir. Well, we'll continue to try to develop that theme here and keep our position from being...
If you see, I want you to watch, too, if you see that some here in the Senate or the House, for whatever reason, get out and misrepresent our opinions, I want you to hit it frontally, strongly, and toughly. Is that clear?
All right, sir.
I mean, don't just take the gloves off and crack it, because you know exactly what we've done, okay?
I understand.
Fine. All right.
Thank you very much, Fred.